잠시 후 영어 듣기 능력 평가가 시작됩니다. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2022학년도 제2회 고등학교 2학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Laura. Where are you going with those clothes?
Hi, Jack. I'm on my way to Woodstone Community Center to donate them for a fundraising event.
That's great. I'd like to donate the clothes I don't wear too.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, sir. Your child is not allowed to enter this swimming pool without wearing a life jacket.
Oh, I didn't know that. Could you tell me where I can rent a life jacket?
You can find a rental shop next to the lockers over there.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Lopez, we should rent a concert hall for the music festival next month.
How about Robinson Concert Hall? We used it last year, right?
Yeah, but a lot more people are expected to come this time, so it cannot accommodate them all.
4번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome back, everyone. Did you enjoy the song? In my case, it makes me think of my precious friend. I'm feeling like writing a letter to her now. When was the last time you actually put pen to paper? You know, unlike emails or quick messages, writing a letter by hand will help us slow down, and this makes us think deeply about the person who will read our letter. This way, handwritten letters can show that the person who receives the letter is valued and special. If you value the relationship with someone you love, how about taking some time tonight and writing a letter to them?
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, listeners. Here's your morning traffic report. We're delivering the most accurate and fastest traffic information every hour. If you're planning to take Central Street this morning, you'd better check other routes. There will be a competitive marathon, so the street will be blocked off from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We recommend you use Oak Street or Maple Street instead while the marathon competition is going on today. We'll be back after an hour. Stay tuned and drive safely.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I feel much better now. I don't need to take more of these pills.
Really? I'm glad that you're okay.
Where do these pills go? In the bathroom cabinet?
The bathroom? That's the last place you want to store them.
Why?
The moisture and big temperature changes in the bathroom can ruin the pills.
Why is it so?
High humidity in the bathroom changes the chemistry of medications, often breaking them down into different substances.
Ah, that's why some medicine smells bad after a while.
Exactly. Besides, storing medications in the bathroom where temperatures can change dramatically may also affect their expiration dates.
I didn't know that. I definitely shouldn't keep these in the bathroom.
Now you see my point.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ian, I've recently started raising a puppy. Do you have any information for me?
How old is your dog?
He's only 4 months old.
Do you walk him every day?
No, I think he's too young to go outside.
You'd better walk him once or twice a day. Walking helps with your dog's socialization.
Really?
Yes. They should learn how to live with other animals and people. Socialization must be part of their routine if you want a well-adjusted dog.
I didn't know that. I guess I should expose my dog to as many people and other animals as possible.
Exactly. And walking your dog is a great opportunity to help him learn about socially interacting with others.
I see. Thanks for the information.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Steve. I'm Susan.
Hello, Susan. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem. What a beautiful house.
Thanks. My husband is retiring soon, so we decided to build this house. We like to enjoy nature from home.
This is a perfect place to live. When would you like me to clean your house?
All the construction will be finished soon, and we'll be moving into the house on June 10th. So it'll be great if the house is cleaned before that.
Hmm. What about June 2nd?
Sounds great. How many people will be here for the cleaning work?
There will be 4, including me. Could I see the inside for an exact estimate?
Sure. Come on in.
9번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to Pomun Mountain?
You can take bus number 9. Number 2.
Hello, could you recommend a backpack for me?
Sure, I'd like to recommend this one. Number 3.
How long does it take to get to the top of the mountain?
We're almost there. Less than 10 minutes. Number 4.
Can you take a picture of me with a mountain in the background?
Sure. 3, 2, 1. Say cheese. Number 5.
I left my backpack on the subway.
Go to the lost and found and check if it's there.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Helen, I think we're ready for tomorrow's Halloween event.
Okay, let's have one last check, Chris.
The pumpkin decorations are well placed in the photo zone. What about a camera?
No worries. I asked Judy to bring one tomorrow.
Great. I already posted the event poster on the Student Council's social media.
That's good. How about Halloween costumes?
The costumes will be delivered shortly. I'm waiting for the delivery person to contact me when he gets here.
By the way, where are the candies for visitors?
Oh, I left them in the classroom. Can you bring them here while I'm waiting for the costume delivery?
Okay, I'll do that right away.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 다른 요가 학원을 찾으려는 이유를 고르시오.
Yuri, you seem full of energy. Have you been working out or something?
Well, I've been taking a morning yoga class at Sally's yoga studio for about a month.
Really? I thought you'd been busy doing your team's annual project.
Right. I got some mild neck pain from all that work, and I thought yoga might help. It really did. I also learned how to relax.
Good. It sounds like you'll never stop doing yoga.
I won't, but I have to find another studio.
Why? I heard that the trainers there are great, and it's really close to your house.
Yeah. The thing is that they won't provide morning classes anymore starting from next month. So I need to find another studio.
I see. I hope that you find another good one.
Thanks.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
How can I help you? Are you looking for any type of fruit in particular?
Hello, I'm looking for a box of oranges.
This box of small oranges is $20, and this box with larger ones is $25.
I guess my kids will prefer the small ones. Let me have one box, please.
Okay. Anything else?
I bought some mangoes here last week, and they were really delicious. Do you have any mangoes now?
Yes. They were $4 each last week, but today the price has risen to $5 each.
That's fine. I'll take 3 mangoes. Here's my credit card.
Thank you. I'll get 1 box of oranges and 3 mangoes ready.
13번. 대화를 듣고 2022 커리어 스페셜 렉처에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jane, are you going to register for the 2022 career special lecture?
Well, I'm still thinking about it. It's September 22nd, right?
Yes. The lecture will cover many aspects of employment, such as different work types and how to do job interviews.
I know, but I heard that it is targeted at senior students. Will it be suitable for junior students like us?
Sure it will. At least we can learn how to design career paths.
Right. I'll sign up for it. We can apply online until this Saturday, right?
Exactly. They'll accept up to 60 applicants, first come, first served. So you need to hurry.
All right. I hope there are seats left for us.
And one more thing. You can even get a donut coupon after the lecture.
Great! Thanks for the information.
14번. Greenville Farmers Market에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Bella Moore with the Greenville Local News Channel. I'm happy to announce the opening of the Greenville Farmers Market, the first local market in Greenville. It opens at Greenville Square starting from October 8th. It runs every Saturday all year round. In the market, local farmers directly sell various produce from organically grown crops to homemade jam. You can pay either in cash or by credit card. And if you sign up as a member on the market website, you can get a 10% discount on all of your purchases. Hope to see you there. Thank you.
15번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 물병을 고르시오.
What are you looking at on the internet, Brian?
I'm thinking of buying one of these water bottles.
You already have one.
Yes, but it can hold only 330 milliliters. I need a bigger one.
I see. So you don't want to buy another 330 milliliter one.
Right. Would it be more convenient if it has a strap?
It depends on when and where you'll usually use it.
I'll mainly use it when I go hiking, so a water bottle with a strap would be better.
How much are you going to spend on it?
I'd like to keep it under $15.
Okay, now you have two options left.
Well, stainless steel lasts longer than plastic, so I'll get this one made of stainless steel.
That looks perfect for you.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, you've been using your smartphone for over 3 hours.
Already? Sorry, Mom.
You might be addicted to the smartphone. You should probably take action.
Should I?
Yeah. You should keep away from your smartphone for a while.
But it's hard for me to live even a day without my smartphone.
Why don't you give me the phone before you go to bed? You can take it back next morning. That can be the first step.
Oh, I see what you're trying to say. I guess the next step is living without the smartphone for a half of a day.
That's right. Once you make it, the third step will be an entire day.
I guess that could help me end my smartphone addiction.
Yeah, one little action can make a great result. I'm sure you can do it.
17번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mina, how was your Spanish midterm exam?
I'm afraid I'll get a terrible grade. I'm really worried about it.
How about signing up for one of the after-school Spanish classes?
After-school classes? Do you believe they'll help me improve my Spanish skills?
I believe so. How about taking Ms. Ortega's class? It is quite popular among students. I'm taking it too.
Ah, Ms. Ortega. Every student speaks highly of her.
That's right. She's also known to provide her students feedback about their progress.
That's great. What about the class size? I'd like to join if it's a smaller size.
It is. She keeps the class size small so she can interact with students better.
18번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 조셉이 세라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Joseph is an intern at a company and has an important presentation the next day. Joseph checks the slides and rehearses several times. He decides to wear his business suit for the presentation. Suddenly, he remembers it's still at the laundry. As he has to make handouts for those attending, he can't go pick it up himself. He knows his sister, Sarah, is coming back from work, so he wants to ask Sarah to get it on her way home. In this situation, what would Joseph most likely say to Sarah?
19번과 20번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. So far, we've talked about the history of GPS, Global Positioning Systems. Now GPS has become a technology we can't live without, and its uses are much more diverse than you can imagine. First, in aviation, airline operators use GPS to track aircraft and direct the pilots when there's a change in weather conditions. Another field is science. For example, GPS helps wildlife scientists track the movement of animals in the wild. Farming is also an area where GPS is used. More and more farmers are using a GPS receiver to manage their vast fields more effectively. Lastly, GPS is used in art to prevent theft. By attaching GPS trackers to paintings, owners can locate artworks when they're stolen. Now, let's try to predict how GPS will be used in the future.
19번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (20번) 언급된 분야가 아닌 것을 고르시오. (수고하셨습니다.) 이상으로 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2022학년도 제2회 고등학교 2학년 영어 듣기 능력평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.